Good morning. Welcome to Grandin SA audio conference to disclose and analyze the results for the first quarter of 2021. We inform you that this audio conference will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are connected only as listeners, and later we'll start the Q&A session when the instructions for you to participate will be provided. If you need any assistance during the conference call, please ask an operator to help you by typing A0. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at http://ri.grandin.com.br. Grandin's main executives are present here and will also be available to answer questions. Rudmar Onder, CEO, Gelson Luiz Rossirolo, VP Director, and Ansel Albuquerque, IR Director, as well as the company's main managers. We inform that the press release for the first quarter of 2021 is available at the website ri.grandin.com.br in Portuguese and English versions. Before proceeding, I'd like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call regarding the operational and financial prospects and estimates of the company's business are mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, the industry, and the international markets. Now I'd like to hand the floor to Mr. Alceu Albuquerque, the company's investors relations officer. Please, Mr. Alceu, you may proceed. Good morning. Welcome to our first half of 2021. Earnings release audio conference call. I would like to inform you that all the information regarding our first half was released yesterday after the market close on our investor relations website. We also have posted an additional file called audio conference call presentation to help you to easier follow this conference call. As usual, before we get into the performance discussion, I'd like to draw your attention to the dividend distribution. In accordance with our current dividend policy, the management proposes the distribution of dividends relative to the first quarter of 2021 as an anticipated dividend in the amount of 81 million at referendum of the annual general assembly that approves the accounts for the fiscal year 2021, paid as of May 19, 2021, to shareholders holding common shares GRNED3 registered in the company's records on May 10, 2021 as a cutoff date. Therefore, the entitled to receive the dividends. Thus, Grandin's shares will start trading ex-dividend as of May 11, 2021 on the third quarter. Well, now get into the performance for the first quarter of 2021. I'm pleased to share with you that Grandin had an excellent first quarter. Even in the face of this challenging scenario that we are all living, caused by the second global wave of the pandemic, demonstrating also to be in some countries the third wave. Our first quarter of 2021 was the best first quarter in the last 3 years in gross revenue, net revenue, volume, gross profit, EBIT, and net income. On slide 5 of the presentation, which we had just posted in our investors relation website, where we present the main highlights of the first 21 quarter. As you may follow, our gross revenue grew 43%, amounting 644.3 million BRLs, while the volume of pairs shipped advanced 36.2%, amounting 35.4 million pairs. It was the second best first quarter in our history in terms of gross revenue, just lower than that recorded in the first quarter of 2018, when gross sales reached 663.8 million BRLs. Recurring EBITDA grew 162% in comparison to the first quarter of last year, reaching 106.8 million, which represents a recurrent EBITDA margin of 19.8% in the first quarter. Recurring net income showed an even more expressive advance, with a 343% growth compared to the first quarter of 2020. With a total of 131.7 million BRLs, which corresponds to a recurring net margin of 25.2%. Now on slide 6, we present a more detailed breakdown of the quarter's numbers. In the domestic market, gross sales and the volume of pairs shipped grew 37.3% and 33.9% respectively in relation to the first quarter of 2020, reflecting the increase in gross revenue pairs of 2.5%. As shown on slide 7 of this presentation, the 128 million BRLs increment in gross revenue in the domestic market comes from the volume increase, which has impacted around 116.5 million BRLs of our gross revenue, and from the price adjustments granted in October 20 and February 21, which added another 52 million BRLs to our gross revenue. The mix of products shipped contributed negatively to the gross revenue, reducing it by 40 million BRLs in our domestic market. The nominal growth in gross revenue pairs of 43 cents in the domestic market, that is a result of the above mentioned readjustments, which increased gross revenue in 1.90 cents of BRLs, while the mix of products shipped had a negative impact of 1.47 BRLs in gross revenue pair. There is that 0.43 cents of gross revenue in the domestic market. This is a consequence of the granted readjustments granted last year, October, and this year, February. Whereas the mix of products shipped in the domestic market had hindered our indicator in 1.47 BRLs in gross revenue pair. The positive performance in the domestic market was driven by the significant growth of the self-service and indirect channels as they remained open throughout the whole quarter, or almost throughout the quarter. As these channels, historically speaking, they demand a more accessible products, a mix of products, they ended up impacting the mix of products shipped, as I mentioned before. In terms of segments, the Ipanema line of products, the Pegafort boots, and the men's lines represented here by Radar and Cartago, they had a very meaningful participation in the indirect and self-service channels. Now, Let's address our external markets, international markets, gross revenue, and the volume of pairs shipped to the foreign market advanced 61.3%. That was an advancement in our gross revenue, and the shipped pairs increased 44.6% respectively compared to first half of last year. Such a strong performance reflects three main factors. First, the absence of revenue in the second half of March last year due to the first wave of the pandemic, the closure of ports, and the rescheduling of shipments due to the closure of ports, or also due to postponing some shipments asked by our customers who order such a postpone. Changes in commercial management and channels facilitating the entry of new distribution partners in several markets and increasing the number of countries of destinations of our exports. Last but not least important, the devaluation of the real currency against the dollar, which makes our products even more competitive to the international markets. Gross revenue per pair in BRLs, in reais, in the foreign market grew 11.5% in the quarter as a result of the exchange devaluation that positively impacted this indicator, which is the gross revenue per pair in reais, while the mix of line of products exported and the price in dollars had a negative impact, as shown on slide 7 of the presentation. As in the previous quarter, the third quarter of last year and the fourth quarter of 2020, shipments to Latin America led the volume of shipped pairs. Since last year, Latin American countries, they require more accessible products, less expensive products, I mean. Melissa, like our other product lines, also showed growth in the quarter. In the domestic market, gross revenue from sell-in grew 5%, and the volume of shipped pairs decreased 1% in the quarter in comparison to last year. The mix of products sold and the price readjustments granted in October 2020 and February this year contributed to the increase in gross revenue per pair in the domestic market. Now, addressing domestic market, Melissa's international market, he corrects himself. Melissa's performance in the foreign market was very expressive, with a 28% growth in volume of pairs and 35% in dollars and 66% revenue in BRLs when compared to last year's first quarter. Now let's address Grendene's consolidated numbers. The net revenue of the first quarter reached 333 million reais. That is an advancement. As shown on the slide.
As shown in our slides that were posted yesterday in our presentation. As we've shown before, for slide 9, gross profit grew 54.1%, totaling 236.2 million in the first quarter 2021. It corresponds to gross margin of 45.1%, 3.9 percentage point higher than the gross margin of the first quarter 2020. In this quarter, we maintained our focus on containing operating expenses at the same time in which we kept on investing in our businesses, especially on digital businesses. As a result of focusing on controlling expenses, our operating expenses, based on percentage over net sales, dropped 5.2 percentage point over the first quarter 2020. Financial result was 56.2 million higher than what we obtained in first quarter 2020, even concerning lower average CDI in the period. The result of foreign exchange operations aligned to the gains of our variable income portfolio and the investments in real estate development projects were the main responsible factors for the financial results in the quarter. Cash generation in the first quarter of this year amounted to 197.4 million BRL. As a consequence, we ended the quarter with cash over 2.2 billion, maintaining a very solid financial position. Now that I've talked a little bit about quantitative results of the first quarter 2021, I would like to address now our qualitative results as well. In the first quarter 2021, we continued to reap the fruit of our actions focused on sustainability and ESG. Through Grandani Kids, we supported UNICEF educational projects, ensuring access to education for over 111,000 children since the beginning of our partnership, which started in April last year. We have reduced energy consumption per pair manufactured by 18% over the same period last year. We have reduced by 32% water consumption per pair manufactured over the first quarter 2020. Throughout the first quarter of 2021, we produced and donated about 1.5 million protective items for health and safety, and that all distributed as a PPE to different professionals. We have donated over 5.9 million personal protective equipment, and it has really reinforced our role as a corporate citizen. Now, continuing with the digital transformation strategy, which started in 2019, we concluded in February this year, when we had the final migration of online stores of Melissa, Grenda, and Cartago, and we concluded the internalization of e-commerce of all our brands. Since the migration, all of the lines have recorded significant growth compared to the same period last year. If we take into consideration only the performance of the stores that had already migrated at the closure of at the end of the fourth quarter 2020, all the proprietary brands, so stores that had already been managed by us when the year ended last year, the growth we've observed in these online stores exceeded 350%. Let me give you an example. Ipanema had online sales, which grew more than 900% when compared to the first quarter 2020. In addition to observing significant growth of our online businesses, we have also expanded the team dedicated to digital commerce. Currently, we have over 70 people, and we also want to expand further this number in upcoming months. More relevant than the growth of the team, which is fully dedicated to digital commerce, we have also changed the team's mindset, which is part of the dissemination of digital culture within Grendene and the search for professionals. We've already have this new digital mindset. Still concerning our digital businesses, we opened in Fortaleza our second distribution center, which is fully dedicated to all e-commerce. Currently, if we add our two distribution centers together, fully dedicated to online or e-commerce, the one in Sobral and the other one in Fortaleza, we amount to 1,800 square meters, where we can store over 175,000 pairs to be sold through our online businesses. The next step in Grendene's evolution in digital is the insertion of our products in the main marketplaces of the market. Now that I have already reinforced our quantitative and qualitative results, I would like to close by reinforcing positive perspectives that we have for the year, especially for the second half, to which we have expectations of economic reopening. In the very short term, the indicators yet to be released will confirm that the second wave of the pandemic has negatively affected economic activity in March and in April this year, which had already started to get some recovery since the third quarter last year. In May, activity will also be impacted, but to a lesser extent. We hope that the second quarter 2021 will be probably the worst of the year, just reflecting the peak of cases of coronavirus observed in March and April this year here in Brazil and worldwide. Because of that, new social isolation measures and social distancing were adopted. The stores were closed, and the government mandated some reduction of circulation of the population. But once restrictive measures are being released, and I hope we have a gradual reopening of stores, we have more people out in the streets, we once again have the return of an emergency aid and support offered by the government, as well as vaccination, all of those elements show towards a recovery of the economic activity, especially as of the second half of the year. With that, I close my presentation confirming what I wrote in our press release. As vaccination evolves in Brazil and abroad, and as consumers get confidence again on the market, we are positive that we are going to be able to emerge from the pandemic even stronger as a company, maintaining our sustainable growth that Grendene has experienced throughout the years. Thank you very much. That was my presentation. And now we can open for the Q&A session. Thank you all very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to open for the Q&A session. To ask a question, please type star one. To remove it from the list, type star two. Please do not use live audio for the questions so that we can offer better sound quality. Please hold while we collect the questions. Well, once again, to ask a question, please type star one. Please hold. The first question by Mike Nicholas, Garin Investimentos. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you and congrats on the excellent results. Let's speak about the worsening of the pandemic curve in March and April. Can you please update us on the placement of new orders during this months? And can you please tell us about the cost of raw material for production? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. As we have already explained in previous conferences, Grendene works with production based on placed orders. In April, May, for example, we are starting to sell for the prices of June, what's going to be invoiced in June. April and May has already ended all the orders placed. We have observed some reduction of demand for products because of the increasing number of infected cases and because the population also could not leave home because of social distancing and also because the stores were closed. In March this year, 64% of the stores were closed. In April, there was 50% of all stores closed throughout Brazil. And footwear, we know that 55% of sales of footwear are from stores, street stores. So we expect to see a decrease of sales in March and April. And for June, there has been a gradual reopening of the stores as some of the cases seem to be dropping. The second quarter will probably be the one with the highest negative impact of the year. Well, we prefer to have the second quarter as the worst quarter because from a season perspective, it tends to be the one where we sell the least. But we have very positive perspective for the second half of the year. And in June, for example, we have already observed an increasing number of orders placed compared to May and April. Now, concerning raw material, they kept on increasing in the first quarter. We had the expectation that the numbers would get just to normal levels, but because of scheduled shutdowns of manufacturers, especially of resins, and they are foreign manufacturers, there was a storm that hit part of the United States where a number of resin manufacturers had to declare force majeure. But we expect that supply and demand of raw materials, primarily of resins, will get to a good balance back again in the second half of the year. We expect to have prices going down to the end of the year, just getting back some of them to the levels of before the pandemic. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for your clarification.
My pleasure. Well, if there are no further questions, we now close the Q&A, and now I would like to hand it over to Mr. Alceu Albuquerque for his closing remarks.
Mr. Rossell Albuquerque, you can please now draw your conclusions. Just hold. Okay, he dropped from the call and he will resume shortly. Please hold. I apologize. My line dropped. Well, we know how things are today. I would like to thank all of you for being here with us. Our IR team is at your disposal for any further clarifications you might need by email or by call. Please contact us if you need anything. Thank you all very much and have a great day. The conference call of Grandene is closed now. Thank you all very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call. Thank you.